Can everyone hear me? It is currently 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's Friday, May 6th. Is it May 6th? And you are watching, or you are listening to Questionable Figures on Tufts Medford Freeform Radio, WMFO, 91.5 FM. You might be wondering, where is DJ Nanya yet again? Well, don't worry, people. She is on her way. She got stuck on a delayed SMFA shuttle from Back Bay Area. As you can see, I'm a little spacey this afternoon, and that is because it is currently final season, as I'm sure half of the hosts have already discussed with you guys. So yes, I'm tired, but I'm excited to take a little break from all of the stuff I was doing, all the work and studying and boring, monotonous assignments, whatever, to play some awesome music, because one of the actually upsides to having to be studying all the time is the opportunity to get to listen to a ton of music. So that's something I personally enjoy, and I'm not just listening to quiet lo-fi, you know, sometimes quiet jazz stuff, although that's nice. I like to listen to whatever, because I can honestly work to whatever kind of music. So we're just gonna start with a long 70s piece instrumental. It'll kind of get you in like a little trance state. This group I actually found recently, but they've influenced a lot of major other bands in the years following this album's release, including Stereolab and others. New, N-E-U. And the song is called Hallow Gallow. It's a long one. It's about 10 minutes. Enjoy. Okay, that was Hallo Gallo. Pretty cool, right? I think so. I actually wanted to introduce this next artist because I recently started listening to their music. It's Chewbacca Hutchings. He is a London-born clarinetist and jazz musician. He spent a lot of time in Barbados growing up, and his music is super awesome, you know, mixing like American jazz with kind of like a calypso and funk and all sorts of other stuff, all sorts of other sounds, and I really enjoyed it. This is his most popular song, No Gangster, is what it's called. I like the fusion of styles in this piece. It's pretty funky. By my calculations, DJ Nunya should be arriving any minute now. So when I come back with you, she will be here most likely. Okay, enjoy. This is No Gangster by Chewbacca Hutchings.
I no go gentleman at all, I no go hesitate, no do question. I see your fancy things, I need my portion. I tell the belly be looking gorgeous. True African original, no gangster star. True African original, no gangster no star. True African original, no gangster no star. True African original. Young kings no go live with their head. I need my money like I need my respect. They gon' hit me when I'm here, they gon' hit me when I'm dead. Take, 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 but there still be nothing left. A critical me no answer. So critical, but they never had no answers. I am not with all they banter. My dish dropping good like a mansa. La la la, wait, la la, wait, la la, wait, la la, wait. Lend me your ear, I go tell story. Wait, me no get worried, wait, there go jai problem. Whole lot of time, but not many options. What they cost me ain't what they cost them. Yeah, I had dreams, but I never lost them. Oh, I no be gentleman, no toy dog. I no go hesitate, I no go caution. I see your fancy things, I need my portion. I tell the belly be looking gorgeous. True African original, no gangster, no star. True African original, no gangster, no star. True African original, yeah. No gangster, no star. True African original, no gangster, no star. We'll be right back.
All right. Guess who's back?
Hey, it's me.
Can people hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
In the mics. I mean, in the headphones.
It's DJ Nanya. She's back.
Yeah, baby. I was trekking my way. The SMFA shuttle came late. We all know how that goes. Actually, it didn't come late, but it left late. And I adore when it does that.
I can't hear you in the headphones.
I can hear myself.
Okay, maybe it's just my headphones.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, can you hear yourself?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's just
okay, as per usual,
there's something going on.
There's something happening.
It's okay. I can keep us in check with my headphones.
How have finals been going, Elia?
I mean, I can't complain too much. Let's see.
Wow.
I also... How many finals do I have for classes? I had finals for both of my art classes, and I got those done last week, but then I had to present them again yesterday. And then I have two finals due next week. But they're not, like... I don't have any tests.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't like tests, so I feel good about that. I feel proper about that.
Yay!
I know.
Woo. I'm gonna say it. I like a test more than an essay. I mean, like, I'm writing essays all the time. I mean, I know you're writing a lot, too, but when I get a test, I'm like, ah...
I kind of... Okay,
nice.
The thing is, I get that, but here's my problem. Okay. I like tests, like, the concept better, right? Because you walk in, you do the test, you walk out. I like
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
An essay, you can mill about it, you know? I don't like doing that. But, historically, I've always done much better on essays than I've done on tests. Like, my tests... I'm going to be honest. My test scores are usually... Actually, you know, I took tests this semester, and I was fine. But my test score is usually vary between, like, 75s and 85s. Like, between 75 and 85. And that's not very good. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
I don't hate myself for it. But I'm, like... And the reason is because I don't study. I want to clarify. Like, that is just the reason. But... So, you know, with that kind of turnout, it's like, I can't trust myself with a test.
I understand.
But with an essay, like, I know that I'll produce something.
I'm just, like, at this point, writing a fully formed, you know... conceptual essay for me at this state in the state of exhaustion is just like wow.
No, yeah.
What am I gonna squeeze out of myself?
No, that's true. I think something great. I have a German essay due next week. Listeners, why don't you call in if you have an opinion on this? I have to do a project, and like she said, we could write an essay or we could do some other sort of project. The essay is 500 words. I'm writing it about DC statehood. But I could also do something else. And I'm like, do I do something else? Or just do I just go the easy route and I, like, do a German essay that I'll probably get, like, an 89 on?
Why not above that? You don't think you're going to get above an 89 if you're talking about DC statehood?
No, it's just more about the quality of my German writing. Like, she's... On my essays in my German class, I've gotten between an 86 and a 93.
Okay.
Or, like, maybe a 92. So, like, it's been... I know it'll be somewhere around those lines, you know?
Interesting.
Versus, like, I could do something else, and I don't know what. That's my problem, isn't it?
Dude, I know. I'm making a... Speaking of which, all day today, you know what I've been doing?
What?
Besides the exam I had and studying...
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was good.
Good. We'll talk more later.
It was a piece of cake, actually. Bam, bam, bam.
Wait, this was stats, right?
Yeah.
If anyone's taking stats, come to Sophia. She is a stats queen.
I am.
No,
it didn't used to be like that.
But things have changed.
Things have changed. But what was I gonna say? Oh, I've been filming a vlog, Elia.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have, for my Spanish class. Our final project consists of like a variety of things. Like we have to write a movie review, we have to write an artistic review of something else, we have to do X, Y, and Z. And part of this package of mini projects is creating a YouTube video.
Oh my god, I love
that. And I'm like, oh,
I love a vlog.
Lord have mercy. So guess what I'm doing, obviously. A day in my life. And you know what?
Amazing.
I started it at 7:30 a.m. this morning, and I took a video of myself rolling out of bed, inspecting my, like, sweat-crusted hair. And it's all going in the video.
No,
I literally couldn't care less. I'm not editing it out.
I cannot wait. I really cannot wait to watch it. No subtitles, please.
No, it's going to be so raw.
Yeah. That's what a day in the life is supposed to be. Like, all these YouTubers nowadays... Let's talk about YouTubers nowadays. Let's finally get into the topic of the day.
Day in my life.
YouTubers nowadays do not do it like they used to do. They wake up, they're like, day in my life. Their day in my life. So they're like, I wake up at 5 in the morning. I do yoga. I write my journal. I, you know...
I have a celery juice.
I have celery juice. I I do a workout class, and this is all by 7 a.m.
Yeah, no, this is not what my day in the life looked like. Yeah,
and that's what that's not a day. If I wanted to watch a realistic day in the life, I would not watch a YouTuber. I'd probably, look up, some people make good ones. I don't know. My day in life would be, I force myself out of bed at 10. My class starts at 10:30. I frantically brush my teeth, wash my face, and put on clothing all at the same time.
It actually was so funny, though, going about this process. At first, I was like, ugh, I have to film this video today. And yeah. then I kind of leaned into it.
Yeah.
I was amusing myself and enjoying, seeing the visual representation of my life. Uh-huh. I got to the sink to get my morning coffee, which is genuinely the highlight of my days.
No, yeah.
The highlight is getting my coffee at the sink. Uh-huh. And without even realizing what I was doing, I was taking a shot of the coffee but got way too involved. I took a 360
at the sink, everyone saw, right?
No, literally I took a 360 panoramic video of the coffee, was putting it in slow-mo.
I realized
afterwards, oh wait, so this really is the highlight of my day, and I didn't even intend to take a shot like this.
See, that's the thing you learn about yourself.
I learned about myself.
A day in the life. Because, you have to get to a part of the day and be like, this is my favorite part of the day. Wait, I feel like we should go back to the music, but I would like to say one thing that I just realized. I have drank SMFA coffee the past 2 days, right? Which I think I've stated to you. I like SMFA coffee.
Yeah, okay.
But I realized that is probably what's been messing with my bowels. Because yesterday I got home and I had a damn night, and today I got home and I had a damn day.
Oh no.
Yeah, but also
wait, is it just straight coffee, or are you having a latte?
I'm having a nice latte.
Okay, right,
but man, that gets me. And I understand. I think that it makes a lot more sense now that I see that. It just does.
Dude, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this, but at Danish Pastry House,
which is a local
establishment that I once upon a time worked at, that iced coffee, dude,
messy,
it sits out during the day when people aren't drinking it, and I swear it ferments a little. And so I would drink it better. I still would drink it at the end of the day, and I would be, because it's been sitting there, getting stronger and stronger. It feels like that would, I've never had coffee that destroyed me to the extent that
it's a good thing to know that it's always there to help you, if you need that for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we should go back to
music. Yeah, we're going to go back to music.
For 10 minutes, perhaps.
Oh my god, okay, yeah.
Actually, I might be lying. I honestly am lying.
We're going to play... I'm going to play Water Get No Enemy by Fela Kuti, just a classic, and it'll be a better transition into Elia's fun little housey, poppy bit.
Yay.
Okay. This is a 10-minute song. We're not going to play the whole thing. I wish I could. We
we'll
just have more stuff to
play. Feeling good.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you. ta egoïse. To pa fè se bè, oh milo malo. If you want cook soup, na what are you goes? Tori bang bona o mi lerore. If your head is hot, na what a kukulam. Tomo bandagba o mi lo malo. If your child is grow, na what are him goes? If water kill your child, na what are you goes?
music sounds better with you. Love might bring us back together.
People, it's time. Hello. It's time for a PSA. Also, we just realized this is our last show of the semester.
I know you guys are sad because we're sad too.
Everyone's screaming and crying throwing up.
You know,
they're gonna be missing us.
Ooh, he's a cool one.
Elia's gonna do the honors today.
Oh my god, I wish I was gonna be here for this because we did this on. We did this last semester. The PSA is. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is Saturday, May 14th. Remember we did that in the
fall? Oh my gosh! No, I'm gonna miss it!
I know, that's what I'm saying. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m., and east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I'm distraught.
Ellie and I went to the Porch Fest last year, but it was later in the summer. Maybe they a few.
We went in last semester.
Oh, in the fall.
Yeah, in the fall. They must
does it happen? Yeah, they must have too.
No, that was so fun, remember? We were kind of singing along.
Yeah.
I remember I was dancing and Justice was like, why are you dancing? And I was like, because I want to dance.
Fool.
Scary fool.
I know. Yeah, and we went at the tail end of it too. We did. There were only a few performers.
And we had so much fun. We were just sitting there.
I know.
We'll go again next. Anyways, everyone go because me and Sophie had a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure you guys would too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got two funky little songs coming up next.
I'm beyond excited.
One is Air.
Should we say a special message before we go?
Yeah.
I want to shout out my mom and my dad for giving
shout out my
to
mom
me.
And my dad.
I want to shout out my sister because both of them too, because they make me funnier. Aww. And I want to shout out Sophia for being a great co-host.
Oh, thank you,
for
Nanya.
Continuing to do this. DJ Business and I have been in the business. For like 2.5 years, I guess, at this point. Well, we didn't do, I meant the friend business rather than the DJ business.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we started this up again after
Me too, and we'll be back next semester. Don't even worry about it.
Questionable Figures is never going
to I wonder if we can do it over the summer.
I was wondering the same thing. We will get back to you on that.
Yeah, I know you're all going to miss us and are dying to have us back for the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are. I mean, I don't see why not.
Neither do I.
Okay. It sounds like a good idea.
All right, I have a short little song, and then we have a fun...
Yeah, a fun ending song.
A fun ending song.
I'll give you a clue. It goes like this. That's the first note.
Okay, I bet you all have a million
little
potential answers after that. All right, peace out.
Bye.
Have a good year.
Rest of your summer, everyone.
Summer, whatever.
It's summer!
Woo!
Where
You like to work?
Wait, are we on mic? Whatever, I can talk about it.
Okay, she's on mic.
It doesn't matter. He said he likes to work. I was like, you like to work? I've never liked working.
Gasp.
No, I know.
Well, that was good timing. It's time for us to sign off.
Aww, I know. Nice.
But, should we say it at the exact same time?
Yeah, let's do that.
One, ready? Two, three.
This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM,
WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay.
In the middle of that, my nose got congested all of a sudden, and I sound weird.
So I'm congested,
everyone
too.
Ignore it.
All right. Have a beautiful summer, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know where the people after us are. Maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're not.
Turn on some RD.
All right, we're turning on RD, and
we'll see you on the flippity flop.
See you on the flippity flop.
Hopefully, we'll see you guys this summer.
Hags.
Henry, don't you let nobody keep you down. Don't let nobody kick you around. Always be a kind and a gentle boy. Don't let nobody keep you down. When I was but a baby boy, playing at my grandpa's feet, with his guitar in his hands and love in his heart, he'd sing this song to me. No, I didn't much understand him. It took years and many tears, from broken hearts and broken promises, before the meaning of his song came clear. Henry, don't you let nobody keep you down.